Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Regional Development and Fisheries Minister Shane Jones says a new fast-track planning law should turbocharge major infrastructure projects and encourage investment in areas like mining and aquaculture. He says the legislation is based on ideas he worked on with former Environment Minister David Parker in 2020, which found their way into Labor's rewrite of the Resource Management Act, which has been scrapped by the new government. He says it will inevitably involve trade-offs between development and the environment.
Obviously, any major project has to have appropriate conditions, but those conditions need to reflect the fact that at one side, we've got our legacy of wanting to uphold sustainability outcomes, but at another level, we've also got the need to grow the economy, fulfill our development ambitions, and in a sense, it's a rerun of the eternal balancing debate between development and environment.
Shane Jones. New Green List MP for Anana Efesel Collins says the neoliberal experiment has failed. In his parliamentary maiden speech last night, the former Auckland councillor took aim at the policies adopted by both Labor and National governments in the 1980s and 90s, and which persist in many parts of government.
The economics of creating unemployment to manage inflation is farcical when domestic inflation in New Zealand has been driven by big corporates making excessive profits. It's time to draw a line in the sand, and alongside my colleagues here in Te Pāti Kākāriki, we've come as the pallbearers of neoliberalism to bury these shallow, insufferable ideas once and for all.
Efesel Collins also told Parliament it needed to act on the extraordinary climate change challenges faced by nations in the Pacific. Applications have opened for South Shorts, a mentorship program which supports new and emerging screenwriters from the South Auckland community to develop short film scripts. Screenwriter and producer Briar Grace Smith, who is mentoring the program for her fifth year, says it's a series of one-day workshops as well as further support aimed at getting projects to submit to the New Zealand Film Commission's Fresh Shorts funding round.
We're encouraging stories that we don't normally hear. And so this group is usually every year a very diverse group made up of all kinds of people and very interesting stories. The most interesting stories I've ever heard sitting around a table, when sitting around a table with 10 people, have come from South Auckland Shorts.
Briar Grace Smith says it can be hard writing alone, and it's great that groups support each other to get scripts completed. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!